Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Increase your price as your career develops. In this video, I not only want to share with you why you should increase your price, I want to talk to you about how you should increase your prices. Now, early on in my career, when I was 24, 25, I attended a lot of seminars with the Poliquin Institute, Charles Poliquin. If you don't know who he is, please just do a search, look at some of his work. Fortunately, he passed away a good few number of years now ago. But Charles was a huge mentor of mine. And at each seminar I went to, I would pay Charles for a consult. At the end of the seminar, I'd sit down and I'd ask him some questions. And I remember my PT diary being full. And I was a bit stuck. Like, what do I do? Where do I go from here? Much like, you know, today I get asked this question all the time. When my diary's full, what do I do? And he said, charge more. When you study, now I'm going to say this at the beginning of this video. I only do believe that coaches deserve to get paid more when they improve, when they study, and they have social proof. Simple. With experience as well. I don't believe that a coach should be charging high prices for their coaching if they don't deserve it. So I'm talking to you, the coach here, who, if you follow me, you are going to be an educated coach. You are going to be somebody who's studying your craft, because that's the type of coach that I attract and we help with in business. So I sat with Charles and I said, you know, what do I do? And he said, put your prices up, charge more. He taught me the concept that I later called farming your clients. Now, I have done a previous video on this, but the concept is some of your clients have been with you too long. They're not going to be helping you to grow your business. What do I mean? Every client that you work with should be helping you to become famous. Now, I use the word famous because I wanted people to know me. I remember speaking to Charles and saying, you know, one of my biggest drivers for doing what I do to the highest of standards is so I'm known. Significance has been so important to me in my life and still is as a driver, being known by people, not as an egotistical thing, but I know if I'm known, and I build a reputation and I help a lot of people, I'm going to be able to help way more people, and it's going to help me to actually get my message out and serve more people. So even today, every single client that's working with us, with myself or my team, I want them to help us to make us famous. So I want you to understand this. If you're coaching 60 online clients, 20 personal training clients, and none of them are helping you to build your reputation, none of them are helping you to make you famous in your world, in your niche, in your industry, then they're, in my opinion, not of much use to you. Now, you might think this is a little bit, wow, Mark, are you just looking at your clients as numbers? No, I'm not. I'm giving my clients everything that I've got to help them to achieve the thing that they want. You go to a hotel, they do everything they can, five-star hotel, to give you the best experience. Because they want more people and they want to build their reputation. They want to open more facilities. They want to go worldwide, whatever it is. We're all in the same game of service. So Charles said to me, if you're doing a great job and you're getting results and you're educating yourself and your experience is progressing, you pay yourself. So this at this time, I was £30 an hour. So I decided to charge £35 an hour. Well, I was getting better with my craft and getting so many inquiries. And I remember Charles saying, charge more. There has to be a point whereby your demand is matched by the value. And my inquiry rate never slowed down. And I remember over the course of 2 years, went from 30 to 35, 35 to 40, and then to 45. And it wasn't a case of doing it every 6 months. I just did it as new clients came in, as my demand increased. What this did was increase my self-worth. It increased the referral rate of people and increased the buy-in of my clients. When it comes to online, and personal training, coaches undercharge. In the UK today, I speak to coaches that are charging £100 a month, £125 a month, £150 a month. The baseline, in my honest opinion, should be £250 a month, £300 a month, £250 to £300 for your coaching, for the service, deliverables, and the work that you're doing with your clients. Now, a lot of people are frightened of pushing their prices up. They're terrified. Oh, I don't put my price up. Well, one of the reasons most people are frightened of putting their price up is because they're not getting results. They're not building their reputation, and they're not building and bringing enough leads in, right? So what did I do? Especially in the online space, I went, great. If I want to be charging more, I'm not going to do it while my confidence is lower. I'm going to start pushing my results, pushing my marketing, pushing my lead generation, pushing the amount of sales calls and running my business from a sales perspective. And when the demand starts to increase, then I did something which I would do as a test. Great. Let's do $350 a month for coaching. Bang. No problem. Somebody paid it. And then my norm changed from $250 to $350. That was the standard. If there was a referral came in, they knew how much I charged. I'm full. Created some exclusivity. Drive leads, drive inquiries, drive sales calls. And when you have a constant stream of leads coming in, you have to, this is how you adjust your pricing. You have to drive the price up. Here's something else that happens. When you drive price up, you realize that there's a lot of people in your business that are paying you $250 and you're charging $350 now. And then what you do is you move the $250 up to $300. Now, if you want to be bold and you know that you've got a lot of inquiries coming in, you just move the $250 to $300, $350 and say in 2 months' time, my prices are going to change this. Now, you might get two or three people leave. You might get four or five people leave. You take three or four new clients in at $350. You've had an increase in overall revenue. I watch coaches month on month on month getting results, growing the business and not charging. Is there a ceiling on online coaching prices? Nope. You know, only recently, you know, 1,500, 2,000, people are like, wow, in the UK. I know coaches that are charging $2,000, $2,500, $3,000 a month plus in the States for coaching. Great results, great service, great delivery, okay? Great brand, consistent results within the business. They deserve it. Look, you're changing somebody's life. So number one is coaches undercharge. Number two, you've got to drive leads and test the price. The next thing you've got to do in terms of driving how much you're making as a coach is you've got to sell up front. You've got to sell up front. I did a video about this recently. You have to sell your coaching up front. So, you know, $1,050, $1,100, that's what my coaching fee is. Now, the more you get used to saying to people, this is how much I charge. You don't buy this monthly. You actually have to buy the phone. Yes, you pay for your bill monthly, but if you wanted to buy this phone, buy this mic, buy this chair, buy this top, you don't get installments. So if you want an outcome of a 16-week transformation, this is how much it costs. Now, here's the difference. You've got the price that you charge, okay, for clients that have been with you a while. You bump the price up, you test the market. Now, the market will tell you if you're in demand. The other reason why you're struggling to possibly sell is, and I did a video only very recently about sales closing, is your skills are nowhere near what they should be for selling. I expect people to gulp a touch when I tell them what I charge today. But if I've attracted the right person, I've delivered the right sales presentation, I have the right product, they will pay it to get the outcome, right? And then the last thing is, from a coaching perspective, if you're working on your own, there may get to a ceiling point where your ability and your results and the demand right now can't command a lot higher price. But here's the point. If you're in a position where you hire a coach, the minute you hire a coach to work for you, you double your prices. So at M10 in the gym, we were £45 an hour for personal training. I was £85 to £90 an hour. If you want to work with me, absolutely fine, but I'm double the price. I create a degree of exclusivity as soon as you start working with my company and I have another coach. Because what do? I can just downsell to that other coach. Now, within any company structure, I never turn around to people and say, oh, when you do a sales call, they're going to work with that coach. No, you're still going to work within our coaching concierge company. You know, if you're working with my company below earning 10K a month online, you're not going to be working directly with me, okay? 9 times out of 10, coaches earning over 20, 25K a month will get to speak to me, right? But as the business grows, the demand for my time increases and the cost of my time increases. So the reason I'm saying this to you is that there are so many coaches that have a coaching team and they still charge the same for themselves. No, jack up your price. Exclusivity, which means you do less coaches, get paid double the time, and then the clients that come into your business, they can pay what your old price was to work within the company, but then get supported by your other coach. Here's how you adjust your pricing. You know, number one, coaches undercharge. Number two, coaches stay at that price for way too long. Number three, you got to test the price by driving leads and then not being frightened. You got to clear out the old clients and bring them in at the new price point. You know, if you farm 40 clients, let's say you've got £200 a month, 40 clients, 8K, right? If you went up to 300 over the next 6 months, that could be 15,000 a month without doing anything else rather than bringing people into the business. So a real great strategy here to understand pricing, what you should be charging. I do not think that you should ever place a ceiling on what you charge. Demand dictates, right? Look at Nurset steak, thousands for a steak. Is the steak really worth that amount of money? Could you buy the same steak from somewhere else? Of course you can. But the brand, the reputation, the prestige, the gold flakes, all that stuff, you're paying for that experience. But you don't question whether or not there's a quality of the steak is at that price. You don't. Nobody will challenge your price if the brand, the service, the result, and everything is aligned. The only limitation is you. Now, if you found this video helpful, please make sure, just go through one, you know, am I undercharging? Put one below. Two, are you going to drive test prices? Number three, you're going to start selling up front. Number four, are you going to double your fees if you have a coach? Put that down below, let me know. And if you found this helpful and you're watching on YouTube right now, click the link in the description, click like and click subscribe. You will find out how we help coaches build businesses to consistent 5 to 7K months and 10K plus if you're looking to scale your business, build a team and build a company structure. Okay, if you are listening to on iTunes, then make sure you click the link in my bio on Instagram. You'll find out all the information, how we can help you. But for now, take care and I'll speak to you soon.